graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with a Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
This program is rated adults only. It contains language that may offend some people.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Now here are Harry Mays and Jason Martinez.
Yes, time for Riled Up. Oh, what a
big... Do we want to do this?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we do, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Let's get right into it, Harry.
Yeah.
Let's get right to the recorded Riled Up calls, Andrew.
Hey, Coach Brown, Mr. Bridges, you know what's got me riled up? I don't give a if I find you at a bar or in your car or staring at the stars. You're about to get morally rocked for turning my son to finish.
I guess he's not happy about the trade.
No.
Yeah.
Well, look, some people, I think a lot of people got caught up in the fact that he's a Great Valley kid,
mm-hmm.
went to Villanova,
yeah.
Was a huge part of two national championships, and his mom works for the team.
Yeah.
But you can't let that determine how you run your basketball
operations.
I didn't
even know his mom worked for the team until like 3 days ago.
Yeah, we found that out, remember, when we got clarification.
I called me late to the party, but I wasn't even aware of that. But to me, it wasn't even about Great Valley or Villanova.
No.
You know, but you know, when we see Zaire go to the hole and throw down a thunder dunk in summer league, you know, in the first game, I think we're going to start to come around on it.
A two-hand jam!
Excited! Yeah,
but he's got to develop his outside shot.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a little bit, and Brett alluded to that today, you're going to have to be a little patient with these players. They're not polished and finished products.
Yeah.
This is Tom McGinnis calling in. I know you guys weren't expecting it, but I just want to call in personally and say, welcome Mikal Bridges to Philadelphia.
What the hell, they traded Mikal. How the heck am I supposed to get excited? Do it, jam. I was so excited. Are you kidding me? Oh my. Tom McGinnis checking in on the Riled Up. I love that. I like that. Yeah, we gotta get the real Tom McGinnis on the Riled Up line at some point.
Yeah, he's probably on vacation right now, though, don't you think?
No, not yet.
No?
August is, and Brett talked about that with Anthony this morning.
Yeah.
He said, eventually I'll go to Australia to see my wife's family.
Yeah.
And I'll download.
Stop that.
Yeah, I'm not very good at Brett, am I?
Stop.
Nope. No.
Now, we have a passive observer here today in the studio. Do you see this?
There's nothing passive ever.
I know. Passive is, it's like an antonym to Shander. But he's taking video of us right now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, you see
this? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Riled Up Live.
Yeah.
Riled Up Live. Okay.
So you'll see that at Shander Show, I'm sure.
Yeah. Good for you.
You know what's got me riled up? Brett Brown got me riled up. He the bed as a coach in the playoffs last year, and now he's a general manager, and the moment's too big for him. He the bed again. Brett Brown, get out! I'm done with you.
Okay. He stinks as a GM, okay? And he's not the GM. He's filling the role right now while they're in between shifts.
Yeah, I mean, what happens if Zaire ends up becoming like a Jaylen Brown guy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tatum.
Well, I don't know, but he doesn't have that length or that size.
Okay.
But
yeah, say he becomes a really good player quickly.
Get to the rim.
And then they hire a new GM. They say they should have hired a new GM. Brett Brown made all the right moves. Yeah. Mikal Bridges can't play.
Yeah.
You know, that's what'll happen, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that guy had a bit of an okay guy slant to
it. He did.
He got crushed at coaching in the playoffs, okay? They won 52 and he stinks.
We had the great hometown story of a local boy playing for the local team, and you had the one job to not ruin it by trading for Zaire Smith. What's wrong with you? He better have a much better career than Bridges. That's to be like Michael Jordan over Pippen.
Oh,
than Bridges, for crying out loud.
Oh,
what was that?
Like Michael Jordan over Pippen? Like
Zaire.
That's the one I warned you about.
Oh, God, forget it. Why do we get so carried away with the hometown thing?
Who cares about the story? I want the team to win. Now, is Bridges a more ready player than Zaire? Right, of course. But that doesn't mean it was the right move. And if maybe he didn't hear Brett Brown's press conference yet, where he kind of quelled a lot of the concern, and where he said this pick, the 2021 thing, could be the difference between getting a star player that helps you win a championship.
Yeah, used in a package as a trade, not waiting until 2021 to select said player.
Thank you for that clarification. All right. Exactly right, Harry.
Okay, I'm looking at my mock draft for 2021. Looks like there's a 15-year-old in Indiana who's going to go number one overall. All right, let's go get him.
Now, that's a good call. Some are saying, is LeBron's son going to be available in 2021?
No, he'll only be 16.
No.
Yeah, he'll be 16 in 2021.
Really?
That's what Andrew told me.
How old is he now?
He's 13. He's looking for high school.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's what I first thought of when I saw the 2021. I said, oh, they're going to draft this kid. LeBron's going to come here. It's going to be perfect. But then I did the math and it wouldn't work.
Wow. If you go on the website to find out what picks each team has in the NBA, you'll realize that teams have asset picks stashed for the next 3 years all over the league. Mm. It doesn't mean they wait until that long for that pick to come into to become an actual person. They're assets. Mm-hmm. Every team collects them to make trades, to do things, to have flexibility with their cap. That's what happens.
The Sixers got me riled the f*** up. Trading Mikal Bridges for Zaire Smith. Bunch of idiots. We should have picked up Dante DiVincenzo, but they blew it. Stupid.
There you go. There's our first big ragu call.
All right, who could they take in from Temple instead of Zaire?
Nobody.
Nobody. What about a St. Joe player?
No, nobody.
Do we have a Drexel guy we could have got on the team too? By some of these calls, that logic.
Yeah.
They should have taken a kid from Drexel. Well, they should have taken a kid from Villanova, St. Joe.
There was a kid from Drexel that transferred to Louisville. That's with the Hawks now, but he was already out there.
The only draft players in the Big Five. Okay, we want a good story. Okay.
The Sixers took all my energy away. What did they do last night? Another process, another 3 years waiting. They took nobody at fifth. They can't play. My energy, I'm defeated. I'm a defeated man. I can't yell today. Thank you, Sixers. Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, the audience has really dipped their toe back in the Negadelphia pool, haven't they?
Yes.
Maybe not dipped the toe. A couple of people have jumped right off the diving board, did a jackknife off the diving board back into the Negadelphia.
Well, that's the interesting thing, too, is like if Mikal Bridges was a player that played for Maryland, okay?
Yeah.
Instead of Villanova. Whether he's from the area or whatever, but he played in Maryland, someplace other than Villanova, and then out of the Big Five. Would anybody have an issue with this?
No, it'd be different. You're right. There's a connection already.
Yeah.
Because he not only played for Villanova, but he won two national championships. Mm-hmm. And I think the part about his mom being in the front office was an endearing story because she's there at the draft. And, I can make him home-cooked meals. Yeah. Believe me, I think they did him a favor trading him.
Well, it could be. I thought of that at the outset of the show. But the thing for me is it's just like you could plug him in immediately and he helps you.
He improves them as a basketball team from the jump.
That's the thing that I'm struggling with.
You blew it! Come on, guys. Unbelievable. If that Miami pick is no more than a top five, then we lose the trade. And now I see it's not even for 2021. Unbelievable.
People think it's like the rise of Hinky.
Right.
Right.
But it's a very Hinky-esque move.
Yeah.
You know, Brett learned.
Yeah, but I don't think that Brett's going to be... Brett just signed a new 3-year extension.
Mm-hmm.
Brett didn't acquire the pick to wait 3 years.
To select the player.
Yeah. A coach's shelf life tends to be less than that. He's already been here 5.
Yeah, and just because maybe they don't pull off the big trade, and use it this summer, maybe they could trade it next year.
Yeah, it could be part of an in-season package, anything, right? Yeah. Eric Joseph tweets in, and I've seen this joke 78 times already.
Is it good?
No.
Oh.
whose career lasted longer, Frank Gore or Bridges in Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah. I saw Mosh tweeting that last night.
Oh, come on.
Think. Yeah.
Talk about low-hanging fruit.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, I go Eric Joseph and Mosh, or Shander goes, not Curtis Joseph.
Jeez. I thought you were passive.
Yeah. I like passive Shander a lot better.
You know what got me riled up? Meagle, a.k.a. Adam Silver, and his hip-hop handshake with every freaking player that gets drafted. Go somewhere and find Frodo with your precious.
It is kind of funny.
It is.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this last night, because how tall is Adam Silver?
I'm not sure.
I'm Googling it now. He's got to be pretty tall, because he doesn't look tiny next to a 7-footer. Mm-hmm. He's actually 6'3".
Okay.
It says here, 56 years old. I was thinking, man, it'd be really funny if I was the commissioner of the NBA.
Well, that's like David Stern.
Yeah.
David Stern's very short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I had to go up there and give like a bro shake to Mo Bamba.
Yeah.
With that 7'10 wingspan.
That would need to be your Twitter avatar forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome, right?
Yeah, it would be great.
The same people that are upset with the fact that Mikal Bridges was traded for Zaire Smith and the 2021 Suns pick are the same people that sat around with their thumbs in their asses for 5 years with Sam Hinkie so we could trust the prospect. Shut up and just let it happen.
Wow.
Okay.
It's actually the Heat pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes from the Suns. It's the Heat pick through the Suns, essentially,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it'll be based on where the Heat finish,
correct,
that year, not where the Suns finish.
Right.
And the Suns, they did pretty well last night.
Yeah, they did. They got Ayton, or Ayton.
Yeah.
And they got Okobo from France.
And Bridges, of course.
They got Bridges. And, you know, add that to Booker.
Yeah. Who may be on the move.
I don't know.
We'll see how that plays out. But interesting stuff. We did not hear from the OK guy.
No,
I'm a little surprised by that.
What's the deal?
Yeah, he did.
He was in there?
I didn't.
He was the one that had no voice left.
Can you play it again? I didn't even know it was the OK guy.
No, I thought it was kind of an OK knockoff.
Listen to how crappy his phone is. That's how you'll know.
The Sixers took all my energy away. What did they do last night? Another process, another 3 years waiting. They took nobody. It's fifth. They can't play. My energy, I'm defeated. I'm a defeated man. I can't yell today. Thank you, Sixers. Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, wow, that's
man,
him.
He's destroyed.
He sounds like a different human being.
Jeez.
I like the voiceless okay guy a lot better than the maniacal.
No.
Well,
maniacal.
He sounds normal.
You know what I
maniacal?
Found out?
Maniacal. That's something like Andrew would say.
Yeah, whatever.
Maniacal.
Because okay. I might say he usually sounds like a maniac, but.
The okay guy is the same as the heh guy.
Heh?
Yeah. No, it's not heh. It's heh. Bernie has one, but there are a bunch of others.
I'm playing the Bernie one. You can't.
Right. But I can hear it in my headphones. But here's the thing. If you start listening, the okay guy is the heh. And it's you got to go, huh? I mean, it's coming from diaphragm right there.
Okay. You got to come from the diaphragm.
Yeah, not a huh. Huh?
It can't be a throaty, huh?
No. You can't go like Jimmy from Mount Holly, huh?
When is this over?
Oh, my God.